Governor Patrick's administration is making plans to spend $20 million on dozens of initiatives aimed at reducing heroin and opiate addiction in Massachusetts. And as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, the governor is asking neighboring states to work together on the issue.
Just a word about why we are here. Between 1999 and 2012, overdoses from prescription opiates quadrupled.
Governor Patrick accepted the recommendations of a task force created in late March amid reports that at least 140 men and women had died of suspected heroin overdoses in 4 months.
We have a public health emergency.
Details of the action plan came from Public Health Commissioner Cheryl Bartlett.
We looked at this in four categories: prevention, intervention, treatment, and recovery.
The state will fund new residential treatment programs focusing on adolescents, young adults, families with children, and Latinos. There's an enhanced prescription monitoring program. The state plans to spend $3 million on treatment for inmates, including Vivitrol, a drug that blocks the effects of opiates.
And then also to establish regional walk-in assessment centers, which I thought was one of the more creative findings that we had, where people could, when they were ready to seek treatment, walk in somewhere where there'd be professionals that could assess them. There would be ongoing support groups that were open-ended. You could just drop in.
Anyone who decides to check into a detox or rehab program will be able to call a 1-800 number that lists all the places with openings statewide and possibly eventually around New England. Dr. Paul Jeffrey, who's at UMass Medical School, was on the governor's task force and says having all that information in one place is critical.
There's a golden moment. Imagine how frustrating it would be, of course, if you made a decision that you wanted to get clean and you couldn't find a way to do that.
Some task force members argued that the most important recommendation is a statewide education campaign. But Dr. Barbara Herbert, chief of addiction services at St. Elizabeth's Medical Center, says it will not be the same old just say no to drugs approach.
We have to bring a different critical lens to the kind of education that we do that's really significant, because fundamentally, this disease is not about drugs. It's not about the substance. It's about the disease itself. It's about what's going on inside people that we need to help heal.
That message of help struck a chord with some of the students at Assagai, a recovery high school in Boston where Governor Patrick released the opiate intervention plan.
I feel as though people are giving up and trying just to admit defeat, but I'm glad to hear that things are going to be changing, hopefully, for the better.
Bill Buell was once addicted to painkillers. He says his parents' insurance plan would not cover an inpatient program, so they placed him in state care, where he'd be on MassHealth, which covered the programs Buell needed.
My parents had to give up custody for me to get a long-term treatment. It was very inconvenient for me.
I have heard story after story of people who have private insurance being told, get yourself on MassHealth so you can get treated. I'm done with that.
Again, Governor Patrick.
The insurers are going to have to come to the table.
Hold on, say the insurers. They were at the table and helped craft the task force recommendations.
I was really shocked by his comments.
Laura Pellegrini, president of the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans, says there are individual stories, like Buell's, that deserve close attention to find out what happened. The goal, says Pellegrini, should be making sure that all insurers cover medical services that work.
We support working with the Division of Insurance and others to really assess best practices and what constitutes medical necessity to really come up with best practices makes so much sense. I was pretty much taken aback by those comments.
Insurers are also working with the state Senate on an addiction bill that overlaps with much of Governor Patrick's approach. Patrick will try to build a New England plan to curb opiate use when he meets with fellow governors next week. He plans to discuss creating a joint education campaign, sharing open treatment beds, and collaborating to reduce the supply of opiates. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.